someone will tell us that he will die and will rise again after 3 days, and he did, and indeed rose again and comes to us, would we believe? Of course, we will not believe. And in the same way, it is what happened to the disciples. They were, getting used to Jesus telling them that he will be rising on the third day. But when it happened, they were still terrified. But of course, who would come from the dead? No one does. And in the gospel, in the first part of the gospel, the two disciples who were traveling to Emmaus and where Jesus walked with them, and they went back to Jerusalem, and they were telling the other disciples about this. And when Jesus appeared again, they were still terrified. And all of them were terrified as if they saw a ghost. And how come? Yes, because it is not normal for people coming back or rising from the dead. Now, these appearances of Jesus was not just he did not do it just to assure the people or the disciples that that truly I am the Son of God, that truly I am the Christ, and that I am God. It was not just there. It did not happen for them to be assured of their faith, because if it was just for evidence that truly, indeed, he is God, he would have appeared to everyone, to Caiaphas, to Pontius Pilate, the soldiers, to everyone in Jerusalem, and perhaps the whole of Israel. But he chose to appear to a select few, the disciples. And how come to the disciples only? Because the appearance of Jesus was not just about, well, of course, the appearance assured them of their faith. Their faith was rekindled, but it was more than that. It was the sending out. The appearance of Jesus meant that they were to do something about what they have experienced. And indeed, they did what Jesus asked them to do. In the first two readings, we have the disciples clarifying what has happened to the people, that what they did to Jesus, and what Jesus is now for them. Excuse me. Because of their explanation and clarifying things to the people, a lot of the people followed them. And in the second reading, it is even mentioned there that not to commit sins, but if you do commit a sin, don't worry. Don't worry if you fall. Don't worry if you fail to preach the gospel or spread the gospel. Don't worry if your goals are not met. Don't worry about that. As long as you are in the church, there is no problem, because Jesus is risen, because Jesus is with us. It is a source of strength for the people that they were custodians of the truth. And today, for us, the custodian of the truth, stewards of truth, the church. It is the church. We go to the church. We go to church for truth. It is our guide. Every time that we fail, every time... Every time that we come to our crossroads, every time that we doubt our faith, it is the church that we must go to. to ask questions, to be clarified. In the same way of what Jesus did in the gospel, they were terrified, the disciples. They dare not ask questions, but Jesus said, in the latter part of the gospel, he clarified everything. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures, because the scriptures, the Old Testament, was telling things about Jesus, of what is to come. And this is the sending part of the appearance of Jesus in this gospel. It says, you are witnesses of these things. And what is a witness? A witness is not just, I have seen that, I have seen this committed, or this act, I have experienced the life of Jesus, I was witness to that. It is not that kind of witness. Not the kind of witness when we are, well, when we are asked by the court to testify. It is not that kind of witness, but witnesses in church, in the gospel, means to live out the Christian life. If you live Christian, if you live a Christian life, if you follow the gospel, you live it out, then you are a witness. That is why Jesus says, you are witnesses of these things. Their faith was confirmed, and their faith was rekindled. And because of that, because of the church, they went on to face the world, to live out the gospel. And it is also a challenge for us not to be afraid when we are asked, preach the gospel, go to the whole world. We don't have to be missionaries. We don't have to go to other continents. We don't have to go to Asia or anywhere else. We have a mission in our families. We have a mission in our communities. And how do we do that? Just be witnesses. And to be a witness is to be a Christian, living out the Christian life. And if we despair, and if we come to our questions again and doubts, we come to church. We ask for clarifications. We ask for strength. We ask for grace. And in the previous readings of the past week, it was even mentioned that God does not ration out grace. God does not ration out the gift of the Spirit. God gives out the grace of the Spirit with abundance. So everything that we need is with us. So do not be afraid. Be witnesses of the gospel.